hope in our lives. We tend to hope for a lot of things. We hope for better days. We hope for better weather. We're looking forward to the spring already, some of us are. We hope that others will get right with God. We hope for revival. Whatever it is that we are hoping for, we hope it will happen sooner rather than later. We don't like to wait. We're people who have lack in patience. We live in a society that lacks patience. We want it now. And if it wasn't in our lap 2 minutes ago, it's already too late. Abraham, like you and I, hoped in things. He wished for things. He had desires. He wanted things to happen in his life. One of these things was hoping for a child that God had promised for him, that through him, all the nations would be blessed. Of course, he was speaking of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that one day through Abraham's seed, there would be a Savior. And this hope that he was hoping for, the hope that through his child, all the nations would be blessed, would be one day found in Christ. But before that came to pass, he was hoping for that child. It would be through Abraham's seed that we would receive many promises from God. And as Abraham hoped, he had to wait. And as he waited, time passed by. And as time passed by, Abraham got old and Sarah got old. And before he knew it, things got to a point where it was no longer a matter of the child being able to be born because it was too late. When you consider time and the ability to have children, that is something that is precious, which we enjoy at a young age. But Abraham was not without hope. Abraham's hope was not lost. It was not changed. There are a lot of hopes that will change. We might hope someday to be rich. We might hope for our larger house. We might hope to never grow old. We might hope for many other things, depending on where we're at in life. Abraham hoped for a child. And even at one point tried to rush things along, him and his wife, because it looked like it was a hopeless situation. His wife didn't think it was going to happen. There was no hope. And of course, we read about this in Galatians chapter 4, verse 21. I'll read it. You don't have to turn there. The Bible says in Galatians 4:21, "Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear what the law saith? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth the bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is as in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. But as then as he was born after the flesh, persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free." In this picture, we know the story with Abraham and Sarah. Abraham had a child by Hagar, Ishmael. And the desire there was to push things along. It is really to show what we tend to do. We try to take things into our own hands. The flesh wants to control the situation. Circumstances in which we want to happen now, but God has his perfect timing. And that, of course, was Isaac. As we think about these two, there's those who hope according to the flesh, but there's those who hope according to the word of God. They hope in God. They hope in the right place. As we look at this message this evening, I want us to first look at the hopeless circumstance. Sarah was at an age when she could no longer give birth. Then we'll look at the hope in God's promise. We can always hope in God and His word. And then the hope fulfilled. Sarah gives birth to a child at old age because God is faithful. Let us first look at the hopeless circumstance. The hopeless circumstance. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. There are times when in life our circumstances will be hopeless. They are beyond our control. We will hope for better circumstances. We'll hope that no one will get sick, but then people get sick. We hope for times of plenty, but then hard times come. And the Bible says that hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. And when things aren't according to our hopes, we can become sad, depressed, because our hopes are not being fulfilled. And this is what happens when we place our hopes here on the things of this earth. They're temporary. There's no guarantee. There's no for surety as to what will happen in our lives. We know the truth, the here today, gone tomorrow. We know the truth that life is a vapor. And we never want to think on those things, the negative things, and rightfully so. We're to think things of pure thoughts, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things of good report. But we have to understand as Christians that our hope is not here on this world. Our hope is not in what we see. Our hope is not on what will happen here in this world. Our hope is not to be there because these are hopeless circumstances. And that is why the people of this world have no hope. All they have to hope for is what this world has to offer. All their hopes are based upon is what will make them happy. And it will, sad to say, not always come out the way we expect it. The Bible says, as it happens to the wicked, so it happens to the just. So we should not expect any different in our lives. Of course, there are many blessings for the righteous and living the right life here in this world, but we cannot escape the effects of sin. We get old. We make mistakes. We do the wrong things. We suffer the consequences for other people's decisions. This is a result within this world. In Abraham and Sarah's life, they're hoping for a child, hoping for one to be born. For Abraham, this did not occur right away. Time passed on. Day after day, month after month, year after year, until before they knew it, they began to look at each other and say, "You're getting old. You got gray hairs." And they understood. It entered into their hearts. They reached a point where they realized, they knew, we can't have children at this age. We're too old. The Bible says the following in regards to the birth of children. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 1. I'll read verses 1 through 2. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, "Give me children or else I die." And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, "Am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?" Abraham could not make Sarah bear children. There are many people, and sad to say, they'll maybe go through this circumstance of hope, where they hope for children, but it doesn't happen. And Abraham and Sarah were in this situation. They were at a point in their life where, as time was going on, they were realizing, they were beginning to understand that now it's hopeless. It's hopeless, humanly speaking. There's no way that it could happen. Time was going on. Things continue on. And when our hopes reach the limit of time, then our hopes are taken away. We can hope for many things, but we're limited in our time. And before we know it, time passes on and hopes are taken away. I've mentioned it again, but I'll read it. Proverbs chapter 13, verses 10 and following. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. When we desire something and receive it, it makes us happy. The Bible says it's a tree of life. When our hopes are fulfilled, it makes us happy. When we have hopes and desires and we see them fulfilled in our life, it fills us with joy. For many of us, when we're younger, as we have plans in our life and as we go along life, we see hopes fulfilled. Life is not all about sadness and heartache and all the things that come with sin. There are times when we see hopes fulfilled. When we get to have our own family, when we get to be with people who enjoy doing what is right, and we get to be in a place in life where we see hopes fulfilled. But many a times these hopes can be taken away when we considered here this world in which we live in. Many of us will suffer a sick heart because our hopes will not be fulfilled. Our hopes will be taken away because of darker days. As we consider hope, where it is to be placed, and we consider the hopeless circumstance of Abraham and Sarah, we have to remember where we are to place our hope. Don't place your hope here on the things of this world. Place your hope in God. Place your hope in God, which brings me to the next point, the hope in God's promise. Abraham and Sarah, even though they're old, even though they reached a point in their life where they are too old to bear children, they were not hopeless. The Bible says, Romans 4:18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. There was something Abraham could trust in regardless of his circumstances. There is something that we can hope in regardless of what life has to offer us. That hope is found in God and his word. Abraham knew his wife was going to bear a child. She got really old, too old to bear children. Why did that matter? God had promised it. It was at a point in their life where, against all hope, Abraham still had hope. There's going to be times in your life when serving the Lord, when doing what God wants you to do, you're going to come across points in your life where it's against all hope. We hope to have peace. We hope to be a time when there is in our lives where we no longer have to face the struggles within this sin-cursed world. And that hope is sure. That hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We know as Christians that one day we will see him face to face. That hope is sure. We can have faith in that hope that one day we will see him. We will meet him. That hope is sure. Circumstances or times have no power to interfere with the promises of God. Circumstances or times have no power to interfere with the promises of God. Time, the place where you're at, what will be, what could be, these things cannot interfere with the things of God. The devil and his angels, the demons and wickedness and all of the things that go on in this world, they have no power to interfere with the promises of God. What he promises is he's able to do. And that is why salvation itself is such a sure thing. It's a no-so. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You can know. Your hope is sure. When God says in John chapter 10, verse 27, the following, turn there if you would. In John chapter 10, verse 27 and following, we'll read that in just a moment. John chapter 10. And we'll read verse 27. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. There is nothing that can take away eternal life. If you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, it is a surety that you are going to heaven. There is no doubting about it. It was settled. It was settled in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. I, my Father, one. He says, I gave it to them. No one's going to take that away. What I have given to them, they will receive. There's nothing that can take away eternal life because this hope is sure. Let us turn to the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we'll begin reading in verse 31. Romans chapter 8. And we'll begin reading at verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor death, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall charge anything to God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Our salvation is not based upon works, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works lest any man should boast. You say, why are you mentioning all these things? I thought we were talking about Abraham and his hope. I'm talking about hope and the fact that we can have hope in what God promises. And if you know Christ as your Savior, the promise is you have eternal life. And no one will take it away. Not the devil and his angels, not times and circumstances, not events that will come across your path. God has given it to you. Time, death, angels, nothing can interfere with God's fulfilling of his promise. And the same was true for Abraham. Time, death, angels, nothing could interfere with God's promise for him. He said, Abraham, you're going to have a child. You're going to have a child. Even if Abraham had died and Sarah his wife before the promise was fulfilled, I can guarantee you this much. God himself would have raised them from the grave and they would have had a child. You say, well, you can't say that. Nothing stops what God wants to do when God has promised it. Nothing interferes with that. God is able even to raise a child from the dead. And Abraham believed this even when it came to Isaac. He knew that in God's hand, when things promise, when God says he's going to do something, it comes to pass. Nothing will stop it. What we must learn from this truth is what we are to hope in and for, so that our hearts are not disappointed. Our hope is not deferred. We must learn to trust and put our faith and hope in the right place. We need to learn to hope in God. The Bible says the following in Psalm 84, verse 1 and following. A psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out to the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising me, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Who passing through valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the host of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. With our hope, we can hope in God by placing our trust in him. Knowing this, that if we walk uprightly, we serve our Savior, we do what God expects us to do, we live according to his truths, he'll withhold no good thing from you. God will work good things in your life. I can testify from my own life, from what I've experienced before I knew the Lord and what I know now, that God withholds no good thing. He blesses those who trust in him. He'll work those things that only he can do, and we can hope in what he promises. When asking anything according to his will, we know that we can hope in the fact that it will be fulfilled. As long as we're not asking it to consume it upon our own lusts, as long as we're in the right heart and attitude and our mind is to just hope in doing what God wants to do, when our hope is in God's will, we know it will come to pass. No matter what you face, you can always be confident and sure when you place your hope in God and his promises, God will take care of it. God will see it to come to pass. Like Abraham, we need to learn to continue on hoping in God. Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 42. Psalm 42, and we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Psalm 42 and verse number 1. The Bible says in Psalm 42, verse 1, to the chief musician Mishael, the sons of Korah, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had God with the multitude. I went with them to the host of God with a voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterfall. spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I a mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with the sword in my bones mine enemies reproach me, why they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. You can always be hopeful in God, regardless of your circumstances. When your soul is disquieted within you, when you're going through life's events, and when you just don't see the answer to life's questions, hope in God. Go to him in prayer and saying, God, help me. And God will help you. When you go to the Lord and you seek his will and you seek his face, God will meet you. He'll be there to help you. We know that we have the petitions we desire of him when we go before him. We know that as long as we are know him as our personal Lord and Savior, and there's no sin between us and the Savior, if we keep that slate clean, when we go before him, he hears our prayers. And we can always hope in God. Regardless of your circumstances, continue on trusting. Continue on hoping in God. Abraham and Sarah, they were at a point in their life. Can't bear children. It was too late. They're too old. But Abraham continued to hope in God. He did not doubt. He was not going to let doubt get in the way. He said, you know what? God says it. I believe it. That settles it. And that's the way we need to be in the Christian life. When we face hopeless circumstances, we need to learn to hope in God and trust in him. And finally, I'll be done tonight, the hope fulfilled. The hope fulfilled. Romans 4:18, Achates, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Abraham got to see his hope fulfilled, the promise come to pass. And we'll read about that, this hope being fulfilled. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 18. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Genesis 18. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Genesis 18 and verse number 1. The Bible says, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent of the door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do, as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and were stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. Now let us turn to Genesis chapter 21. Genesis chapter 21. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Genesis chapter 21, verse number 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all will hear that will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah would have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. Their hope was fulfilled. God's promise came to pass. And they saw it. Sarah doubted. When she was told, she said, do you know how old I am? This is not going to happen within her heart. Of course, it did happen. And the reason why it did happen is because it was based upon God's word. Anything that's based upon God's word is a hope that you can hold on to. No matter what you look at in life, never lose sight of who God is and what he's done for you and what he is going to do for you. Keep your hope. Keep your hope. Hope in God. Hope in God. We will all go through difficult times in our lives, and they will be discouraging. We all face times when all hope is lost, but during those times, remember hope in God. If all your wealth is God, and you'll still have food and shelter. If you lose everything, God will still provide for you. If all health is gone, you still have life, because life does not end when you pass through death's door. If everything you hold dear as far as to earthly riches is taken away, you'll have more than you ever need because of who God is and what he has given to you. Because our hope is found in God. When all hope is lost, continue to hope. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy. And we thank you for all that.